Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's a crabby Thursday here, everybody. Swinging at you, Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, USA. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. It's a sea hare past 5 p.m. out on the Pacific Coast, or the Eastern Coast, if that's where you're listening to us live. If
it ain't that
time, then it's probably a rerun, or you're listening to us as a podcast from crabdiving.com. from iTunes or from Stitcher. Either way, hey, thanks for granting us some of your earhole space and time. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What up, America? Oh, by the way, to continue on a conversation thread that we had on yesterday's episode of Crab Diving, which yes, you can find at crabdiving.com. Go fuck yourself. I dream of Jeannie clearly better than Bewitched.
In terms of?
In terms of story.
Oh, come on.
No. Listen. Major Healy. God, I don't. Who did Larry Hagman play?
The lead dude.
Right.
Master.
Oh, my God. She called him Master. Oh, my fucking God. Why was the genie?
Major Nelson.
Yes. Major Nelson was an astronaut. In the context of that show was very specific. It was in the middle of a space program.
Right.
And so Major Nelson was constantly researching the effects of space on a normal human. But Major Nelson was not a normal human. He was a human with a chick in a bottle that could grant him any wish he wanted. So it...
And way underused.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. By the way.
Absolutely. But the genie was an obstacle to what he wanted for his research with NASA.
Now,
Bewitched.
Darren Stevens was a high-pressure advertising executive.
Come on. He was a vacuum salesman.
Who was tasked with coming up with these very important Mad Men-type ad campaigns. And he was trying to live a normal American dream, middle class, suburban, white,
right,
dream.
Yes.
And then he's sideswiped by the fact that his wife is a witch. And she's got all these goofy relatives that complicate things. I think it's a wash. I think they're both brilliant literature.
I'm just saying.
Television literature.
I just think the context for I Dream of Jeannie is a little bit more interesting than that of Bewitched. That's all. And it affords more.
You like the outfits better.
Oh, yes.
Admit it. It's all about the outfits.
How fucked up. Barbara Eden, a character named Jeannie, who referred to her man as Master and was kept in a bottle otherwise. But he didn't like it when she called him Master. He kept saying, Jeannie, please quit calling me that.
Correct.
He was reluctant.
Right. And eventually, probably in the later years, spoiler alert, when they finally did get married and everything.
Right.
Remember, she no longer called him Master. She called him whatever his name was.
And that's when
Nelson,
the show
Tony?
Jump the shark.
Is that it? The second she stepped foot out of the bottle.
Right, stay in the bottle.
And put on regular clothing.
Don't ruin the show. It's I Dream of Jeannie. Now you're not a genie.
Well, she still was a genie.
Up.
was just a genie with rights and shit. I guess nobody was interested in that shit.
By the way, his Larry Hagman's character in Dallas would have done a lot more interesting things with Genie.
Oh, it would have been a much different world.
Major Nelson was very clean cut and, you know, by the book.
Right.
You know?
He didn't want her to use her powers.
Who the fuck?
How do both of those shows find the two humans on the planet that would be like, no, I don't want you to use your powers to help us or to do good.
Your wife's a witch? Oh, fuck. When do we start lighting shit on fire?
Well, yeah. When is, why aren't we blinking our way through some Boko Haram motherfuckers turning into clouds of smoke? Why aren't we
starting the communist revolution?
Why aren't we twitching our noses at Putin to send him back over the border of Ukraine?
What do you think it was like editing I Dream of Jeannie? You just sit there and you're like, oh, okay, I got to put in another one of those bing. Because whenever she wiggled her nose, no, she did. She nodded her head. It went bing.
That was Jeannie.
Yes.
The nose twitch
was Elizabeth Montgomery.
Was right. boy. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Again.
If anybody is left listening after that conversation, thank you so much. Please go to Crab Diving, use our Amazon portal, buy something.
Absolutely. Go to crabdiving.com. Also, if you're going to listen to books, if you're busy and you don't have time to read, or you touched yourself too much as a child and the priests were right, and you can no longer see and can only download audiobooks, go to audible.com. There's a special now. You can listen to download two free books as a trial. And if you go through our portal, we get a couple of shekels for sending you guys there in that direction.
We get paid, motherfucker.
So that would be really cool if you were able to do that, to try that out if you want to listen to a couple of motherfucking books.
Stretch your legs a bit.
Educate yourselves, dudes. there you go.
That's Bewitched.
That's the Bewitched Twitch.
What the fuck was wrong with our culture? We're like, women are so fucking weird. We'll make one a witch, the other one a genie.
You know, they had meetings about that fucking Twitch too.
Why? Yeah.
Like, they're like, well, no, can you make it go boop, 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 instead of boop, beep, boop, beep, beep, boop. You know, those kind of fucking meetings with suits.
But it probably was a guy banging on a xylophone.
That's exactly what it was.
That's funny. Why was Genie white?
Well, because it was 1960 something.
But realistically, I mean, I don't know. What's the ethnic breakdown of genies in a bottle? Are they generally Arab? Because they're
I think the whole genre is more Middle Eastern. Yeah. Sure.
So why was she white as a white as fuck? She was like blonde.
Are you saying that they should have put
German looking?
They should have put her in blackface.
No, I'm saying they should have hired an actress of color.
Oh, I see.
What's that?
That's from the pilot. That's her first blink.
Oh.
When he finds her on the island. On the bottle on the island. Remember, that's the deal. He washes up on an island and finds her.
He falls from space.
And finds her in a bottle on the island.
And then that's the cartoon you see at the beginning, right? Dun-dun. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, that's My Three Sons.
Oh, God.
Dun, 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 dun. I never liked that show.
For these lamestream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
Sarah Palin, the mellifluous tones. Maybe Sarah Palin could star in a revival.
She's an Elizabeth Montgomery fan, I guarantee you. Bewitched.
Why do you say that? You have a pretty significant anti-witch bias.
I think all the cool people like I Dream of Genie.
Where the headline over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
It feats.
Huffington the Post. This is some bullshit. This is, we've already started on Twitter, ladies and gentlemen. sharpening the e-pitchforks and lighting those e-torches, the virtual torches, because goddammit, use that hashtag no TPP and use that hashtag no fast track. God damn it, Obama, what are you doing? Do they have pictures of you somewhere balls deep inside of a cheerleader or something?
He's a Scientologist too, right, Obama?
Well, he is.
They have pictures of him.
Oh, right. What is that? Yeah, hooked up to those one of those engram machines or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
The Congress, the ass wipes up in Congress.
Come on. That's not fair.
The Tax Committee announced an agreement today to speed through a bill, put that fast track bullshit on it, lube it up.
Right.
So that they can jam it up us.
Take a breath first, please.
This bill that Obama is for, again, inexplicably, is this new trade deal, this Trans-Pacific Partnership deal, trade promotion authority they're trying to give him. But this is that thing that has been secretly negotiated between giant, evil, blood-sucking multinational corporations and the evil, blood-sucking corporate toadies of the governments of these of our fine countries. And we'd love to see it.
Sure.
But it's all this secret shit. And even Obama's like, oh, don't worry.
Don't worry,
don't worry
about
it'll be
it.
Great. They're worried that I think before some deadline passes.
Yeah. What is this, the Patriot Act?
Well, they're worried that if they don't keep it secret, people are going to see it and be like, what the fuck is going on here? And hold it up long enough to pass some deadline that I guess they have. So they're trying to give this fast track authority, which means we don't have to talk about it and we don't have to debate it and we don't have to show all the details of it. We're just going to give you the authority to just go ahead, Mr. President, and sign that.
I don't understand. Fast track to me has a positive connotation. Not, that means it's getting done quickly and efficiently.
We don't want it quickly and efficiently, this one.
No one's reading it. That's what that means.
The Trade Promotion Authority bill will allow White House to cut a new trade deal with Asia and European nations, then pass them through Congress using expedited procedures. Under these rules, the deals cannot be amended or obstructed. They get a simple up or down vote. And there's
nine
enough shitheads everywhere. And the Republicans are siding with Obama on this one. So you know it can't be good.
What?
Right?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. You may not supposed to support that our president.
Yeah. Several Democrats were pissed that all of a sudden they were called in about this measure that they weren't even shown or given time to read.
Yeah, what the fuck? That's what Elizabeth Warren said. What the fuck?
Sherrod Brown of Ohio said, today we're meeting in a hearing that was noticed 12 hours before it began on a bill we haven't seen, with witnesses, I assume, who know more than we do. And frankly, will never tell us.
We want to read the bill. We're lawmakers. That's our jam.
He says this, Chuck Schumer says this process is not good. We're supposed to vote on TPA, tie our hands, and not vote on amendments before we've seen what it is.
What the fuck,
I've
Obama?
I've never seen anything like it.
This is not good.
This is the one where there have been leaks of things that they've been talking about. And one of the things that leaked was these setups of these fucking tribunals, these goddamn councils or wherever, where basically giant multinational corporations could sue a country if they pass any kind of, anti-pollution law or a labor law or something. If a country passes a law that says, we're going to raise the minimum wage here, that's ridiculous, then some multinational company can say, you know what, that's going to hurt our profits, we're going to sue you for $100 billion.
Right. God, why is Obama for this? Jesus Christ.
I really don't, I don't know, maybe somebody's
was there
got
a backroom
sniper
deal?
Rifle on Malia or something, or right. I don't know what's going on, man.
Is this a backroom deal you think he made? Somebody's like, well, listen, we'll help you with this Obamacare thing, but you got to sign this evil-ass whatever.
Damn, I don't know. It's really weird. It's really very odd. And he knows that the progressives are against it. And only the scum-sucking traitor is a purple state Democrats, and I use quotes around that.
Yeah.
Are the ones who are voting for this shit.
Well, it's no good.
So this committee passed it. They're trying hard, man. They're trying to ram it down everybody's throat.
What's Crab Diving's position? Are we poo-pooing this?
Oh, extremely. Oh, yeah.
We are poo-pooing this.
Big piles.
Above a glass coffee table.
Giant piles of steaming crab shit all over it.
Prepare the Reynolds wrap.
No, we're going commando on this one. No Reynolds wrap.
No plastic will be involved in this poo-pooing.
So we'll keep our eyes on that. It doesn't look good.
Great.
The president wants it. The fucking Republicans all want it. And they're in charge in the Senate and the House.
No shit.
So it looks like we might be a fucked with this. I mean, it looks horrible. They're saying it's going to bring jobs. You know, this is the same bullshit we heard, and no offense, from Mr. Clinton with that NAFTA bullshit. And our bungholes are still hemorrhaging from NAFTA.
It didn't really add jobs. It unadded jobs.
Right. It's a giant sucking sound of all the jobs going out to the world because guess what? We signed this agreement where we're not going to have trade restrictions and everything.
Oh, God.
And some countries will pay $2 an hour to an eight-year-old, or $2 a month to an eight-year-old. It's cheaper to build our shit there.
Yeah, why don't we do that?
Gee, how does that work?
Oh, yeah. Why don't you just go build everything in China? You can just dump your pollution right in the fucking river. Nobody gives a shit.
Exactly.
You're breathing air out of a mason jar.
And we know a corporation is going to give up profits to do what's good for humanity.
Oh, sure. Well, there's that one guy. There's that one guy. It's all over Facebook.
Our Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, a CEO.
He's only making $900,000 a year.
Of a credit card company. No, he's only making $70,000.
I misread. I thought he cut his salary to $900,000 so all of his employees can make $70,000. Maybe I'm wrong.
I think he cut his from $900,000 or something, didn't he?
Oh, shit.
Or maybe I got the number wrong. I know the minimum, he slashed his $1 million salary by 93%. So he cut his down to $70,000 also.
Oh, shit.
Dan Price, CEO of Gravity Payments, a credit card payment processor in Seattle, that commie pinko liberal socialist haven.
Pour me some coffee.
Where, by the way, if you go to crabdiving.com or facebook.com/crabdiving, also a couple days ago, there was a story about how, it might have been yesterday, how, you know, all the doom and gloom that the right wing and the GOP, when you could understand them when their tongues weren't up the Koch brothers' bungholes.
It's just not a good picture.
They were screaming, watch out, all the hellfire is going to rain down. All the businesses are going to close in Seattle. And nobody's going to want to work. And no business is going to open because you're going to pay those evil serfs $15 an hour in Seattle.
Is it still... working the city? Is it up and running?
Just the opposite. It's done. It's proving.
It's burned to the ground.
No, it's doing quite well. Thank you. Every economic indicator is up. They didn't close hundreds of restaurants and stores because of the evil raise that was given. They also did it gradually for certain businesses.
Right.
It wasn't like, hey, Monday you got to start paying Alfonso twice of what you're paying him.
Frazier's against this, by the way. He doesn't want to have to pay Daphne $15 an hour to watch his dad.
Oh, those people should. They get home healthcare workers really get fucked.
Oh, absolutely. She's like the hottest home healthcare worker in history, right? I mean,
so she used to be that actress was a ballet dancer.
Oh, really?
I think she was. Yeah.
Oh.
So this guy gave his employees a surprise that everybody in the company is being raised up to a $70,000 a year minimum wage.
Holy shit.
He said it started when he read an article on happiness, saw that for people making less than $70,000, extra money makes a big difference in their lives. I can attest to that.
It makes a big difference.
So,
oh shit.
He announced to his staff that over the next couple of years, the salary of each employee will be raised to a minimum of $70,000. Currently, the average salary of the whole company is $48,000, so everybody's going to be doing pretty well in a couple of years.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And for himself, he cut his own salary from almost $1 million a year down to $70,000.
Holy shit. What's wrong with him? What about his money? Does he have stocks and stuff, investments?
I saw an interview with dude, and he has long hair and a beard and shit.
He's a hippie.
Like a commie pinko.
He's one of us.
Hippie.
Does he want a show on the Crab Diving Network?
he said that this is real. Listen to this. It's not about making money. It's about making a difference.
Holy shit.
This is a credit card processing company.
Well, wait a second. Does he have any accounts with Discover? Could he help me out? he's feeling generous.
He says, if corporate America also wants to be part of the solution, that would make me happy. He said, well, you know, it'd be great. He said, even in the macro or the micro, if it's one or two companies that start doing this. And he said, it shows you've got employees that then become very loyal to their jobs and invested in their jobs. And also without the extra distractions of everyday financial problems.
No, they're less stressed at work, man.
Right. They're not sitting at work thinking, holy shit, my gasket blew on my dishwasher. It's going to cost me $300 to get a new dishwasher. fuck. What am I going to do? You know, they don't have to worry about that. They're making $70,000. It's enough. Yeah. They can say, oh, we'll get a new dishwasher.
Right.
And
yeah, it makes total sense.
Right. But you can't tell the Waltons that.
Oh, yeah. They asked the CEO of Blackwater and...
Oh, that dude, by the way, I saw...
He's not down.
Interesting. I saw a meme. That dude is now, like, you know, the company was subpoenaed and sued and indicted, and, you know, three or four of their guys just went to jail for, like, 30, 40 years murdering some civilians in the Iraq.
I didn't know that was illegal. I thought you could just do that.
Well, they assumed it wasn't.
Okay.
And they probably still feel it wasn't.
But they're not white.
And that guy now is like doing mercenary work, working for China in somewhere else. Like it's the weirdest fucking story. This guy was like Mr. America, you know, they were touting him as the head of Blackwater was, you know, Patriot.
Yeah, and he just wants to get paid, right?
Right. And he's just a creepy fucking minister. Creepy fucking... what's the word I'm looking for? Not militia.
He's like a Jack Bauer.
Mercenary. That's what I'm looking for. Mercenary. Yeah.
He's like Han Solo. Well, Han Solo was a smuggler. Boba Fett was a mercenary.
Yeah, and then George Lucas made sure he edited it so that Greedo shot first.
Oh, God.
Such bullshit.
Revisionist history.
So crab claws up. No piles of crab crap on CEO Dan Price of Gravity Payments. And, you know, should we start accepting credit cards at crabdiving.com,
we will
look into sending our business to Gravity Payments. And if there's any... rich motherfuckers listening to this show that have the opportunity to hire these guys. You know, this is the kind of thing. Talk with your money, motherfuckers.
And also invest in Crab Diving Radio.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. Buy shares.
You can, how much?
In our stock.
How much do you get? How much do you give? If you give X amount of dollars, what would get you a seat in the Crab Diving studio for a live broadcast?
Right now?
$10?
Yeah. Right. A beer in hand will get you in here. So that's the headline over at the Commie Pinko Liberal
Defeat.
Huffington Post is Congress to fast track that secret trade deal says would give Obama broad authority for this massive pact. Now, here's the thing. They're like, Obama, they want to see which way, how many squares of toilet paper he uses to wipe his bunghole every day.
That's so gross.
And then they don't, that's not, it's too much. It's not enough. It's too much. It's not enough.
Yeah.
He can't do anything right. Now, all of a sudden, they want to give him more authority. Like everything, they're suing him for having too much authority with the Obamacare.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't make any fucking sense.
And for all those evil executive orders that he gave.
Oh, no. I'm beginning to understand. See, Obamacare helps people like you and me get insurance. But, like, the TPP helps people like, I don't know, say Exxon sue countries if they change their pollution regulations or something.
Right.
Of. Is that in the ballpark? Right.
There was one, God, I think it was Eli Lilly, a giant evil pharmaceutical dickwad company.
Hey, congrats on all those hard-on pills.
Sued Canada. Like, Canada sued the country of Canada. Because Canada passed some testing laws on, you know, you got to go through these steps to legalize a drug. And Eli Lilly said, oh, that's going to, you're cutting into our profits.
Yeah, fuck you, hoser.
So this is the kind of deal that.
This is ridiculous.
And then it would go to some tribunal, not to any kind of court. It's, you know, some tribunal.
Doesn't Eli Lilly want to provide the best and safest medicine to their customers as they possibly can? Boy, it's
what,
just...
are you fucking stupid?
Yeah. I guess I'm high on life. I would think, yeah. Let's test those drugs out. Fuck that. Fuck it.
Yeah, they're really into curing everything instantly. That's why that shit. This is where I get commie. And socialist, pure socialist.
We don't want to die of weird diseases we don't have to die from.
Those companies need to not be privatized. I'm sorry. It should not be pure profit-driven.
Right.
Healthcare, and nothing with healthcare should be purely profit-driven. Totally. Because you know what that means is, that just means that the evil fucking corporate...
overlords.
The fucking corporate overlords... all they care about is the bottom line. I know. I worked for one of those goddamn corporate overlords when I worked for Kaiser Hospitals.
Yes.
And I worked in the finance fucking section. We were the eye of Sauron. I mean, and that was what I did all day. I was like, well, this isn't justified. This isn't justified. You know.
Terrifying.
It's fucking bullshit. I think we have...
we have a caller on the line. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hey. This is this Sean Donovan?
It is.
This is Sean Donovan, host of Democracy How?
Democracy How, with a question mark. Brand new sparkling show for you here on the network. It drops at noon on Sundays Pacific time, 3 p.m. on the Eastern Type Coast. And right now it's also running in rerun form every night, 11 p.m. Pacific time.
Yeah, get your commie revolution on.
That's right. How's it going, Sean?
That's going all right. I just caught the tail end of what you guys were talking about. I just heard corporate overlord being said many times.
Yeah,
we've been listening to your show. We're getting all fired up.
I'm watching, I've just turned on, I hadn't watched corporate media in a while, so I put on CNN. I'm watching Wolf Blitzer right now, and my God, is it terrible?
Yeah,
it's amazing that this guy is on the air. There's like people listen to him. I hadn't heard. There's a story. I don't know. Maybe you guys talked about it, but some guy landed like a homemade helicopter on the Capitol lawn or something.
Oh yeah, totally.
Wolf Blitzer seems to be losing his mind. He was pushing some security advisor, just being like, "How scared should we be? Why are you scared? Like, why are you telling us we should be scared?"
Yeah, it's great. It's like the guy from, what was the movie that the guy with the little the helicopter was flying?
I don't know.
One of the Mad Max movies or some shit like that. It's one of these little fucking, it's a chair with a propeller on the top of it. And this guy, he's a mailman, I think it is. He's protesting probably the fact that the Republicans are trying to destroy the mail. I don't even know.
Yeah,
you know,
they're trying to bust the unions.
Do you know what he's protesting, Sean?
I don't even know. They didn't say if he had a point or if he was protesting anything.
Yeah, he totally had a point. Something to do with the postal system. They called him the mailman. He was hashtag mailman on Twitter yesterday.
Oh, really?
He announced.
Well, that's amazing because then this is great. This is a great bit of corporate propaganda in the news. So they refused to mention the motive behind him doing the action. They didn't mention that at all. Wolf Blitzer just mentioned how it was a threat to national security and how should the military respond to somebody landing a homemade helicopter on their lawn. It's like, what are you talking about? He's like, you have real helicopters. Like, it's not a threat.
Well, yeah, and it's like some 60-year-old dude with a helmet on flying a little tiny helicopter. And I heard one of the idiots this morning on MSNBC.
Yes.
One of the Chicken Littles screaming, you know, who knows what he could have been carrying? Could have had a bomb. He could have had some biological weapon.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. They're like, but what if this was an Islamic extremist? what if it was? You guys would have shot him down pretty early.
Yeah, right.
Like
they could see he was white.
Listening for this. And also, like, why are you? You're mentioning your failure of security to justify more security. So, like, right then, if that was a breach of security, sure, this unknown aircraft just lands on the Capitol building lawn, sure. Your massive security system, which is the best in the world, was just trumped by a guy with a homemade aircraft.
Yeah.
And now you're saying you need more security because of this? Like, when does it end? When is it going to end? You already have the best military and you couldn't stop this one guy?
Radio Shack beat you.
Right. I already heard the word outrage, too, from one of our Congress people, that they're outraged that this could happen.
Well, they'll just use it as a way to get more funding or more military contracts.
61-year-old Postal Service worker Don Hughes from Ruskin, Florida.
Oh, fucking Floridian.
He had told... Actually, he had called the Tampa Bay Times and posted a video ahead of time saying, I've got a plane, a gyroplane, and I'm going to fly it. I'm going to violate the no-fly zone non-violently. I'm going to land on the Capitol Mall.
He said he was going to do it.
Yeah, apparently nobody let them know.
That's amazing because... All right, so we know that the government, the NSA, is monitoring all of our transactions online.
Right.
So if this guy sent that in an email, then that is archived somewhere on a government server, and they weren't even able to pick up on it.
He put it on fucking YouTube. It's not. this isn't digging.
Well, yeah.
This isn't WikiLeaked.
Well, this shit happens all the time. Didn't Al Qaeda email George Bush and say, "Hey, listen, we're going to take out the towers. Yeah. Just let you know."
I think there was at least some credible security information saying Osama bin Laden was determined to attack or something like that, and that just kind of got swept under the rug somewhere.
Yeah, fuck it. Why should we worry about a helicopter?
It's unbelievable. I can't even just turning on CNN, they're all fucking afraid. They're just screaming about that. They're afraid of everything. And they're like, Putin's selling arms to Iran. It's like, yeah, well, aren't we selling arms to Israel and Saudi Arabia? I don't see. If you're going to be mad at one, why aren't you mad at the other?
Oh, but you know what, Sean? You've never been shot by an American gun. It's so much better than a shitty Russian gun.
That's right. It's right. It kills you with freedom.
Right.
that's actually not true. The Kalashnikov is a very well built gun. It was much better than whatever the U.S. Army was using, like the M16 rifle, or at the time the Second World War.
Listen,
the exact rifle, but the Kalashnikov is pretty great. It can get wet. It can fire. Let's get a good magazine clip.
That's how I like 30. My women.
Right.
this guy on the gyrocopter is the vice president of the Civilist Papers, a blog that is an advocates for U.S. Congress reform. He said he did this to draw attention to campaign finance reform by delivering 535 letters, one to each member of Congress, asking them to change the campaign finance laws.
Oh, good for him.
That's amazing. I fully support this guy's act of protest and civil disobedience.
I do. I think it's
amazing that Wolf Blitzer and I'm sure whatever other mainstream outlet, they didn't even mention that. That wasn't not once brought up that it was a form of protest. It was just all national security threat.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Wolf Blitzer is just a total fucking asshole. Do you remember after he went to Oklahoma after a couple of really bad tornadoes? Nothing standing for miles. This whole neighborhood's decimated. He's interviewing this woman that just lost her house, but she was able to survive.
Holding a baby.
And he's like, well, do you thank God? And she was like, for what? Well, you survive. You have to thank God, don't you? And then she just stood there and she's like, well, I'm actually an atheist.
You're right.
He said this on national television.
Yeah. And he still retains his job.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I'm Wolf Blitzer.
No, he would have been fired from crab diving.
No, he wouldn't.
Everybody at CNN's an idiot, though. I can't fucking take CNN. Wolf Blitzer and then that Don Lemon is the worst.
Don Lemon.
Oh, God.
He's the guy that said that Malaysian plane was swallowed up by a wormhole. He's out of his fucking mind.
It was.
I hadn't heard that. You really said that?
Yeah, on the news.
Well, yeah, he's like, well, you know, maybe it was some kind of a wormhole or a black hole or something appeared. We don't know what it was.
Swallowed Earth?
Right.
How would it just swallow an airplane and not destroy?
Hey, shut up.
Hey, you and your science and your facts and bullshit.
The plane was swallowed up by one of those gigantic dune worms. Remember those? Those are cool.
Yeah, those are awesome. You
wonder, though, like, who takes these guys seriously? I mean, there's got to be a lot of people. They have lots of viewers, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Listening to them.
The next time you're flying across the country, look out the window, I guess. Kansas, Oklahoma, whatever.
Did you see?
We're going to be experiencing some light turbulence over the Rockies here with a slight chance of a wormhole.
Right.
Yeah, great.
You'll be safe if you hate gay people, though. Did you see what brought us into the corporate overlord thing? Did you see, Sean, today that, this TPP bullshit?
Oh, God, yeah.
The slithering reptiles of Congress today had some committee where it was a last-minute dealio. I think they gave him 12 hours notice, like some of the Democrats are bitching. And they had witnesses and everything. Sherrod Brown, the one governor or senator, was saying, the witness knew more about this meeting than we did. And guess what? They voted to fast-track this shit. For some reason, the Republicans on this issue want to give Obama as much power as possible.
Yeah, this is frightening because I feel like, this is a huge failure of democracy. So I feel like, number one, the general public probably doesn't know enough about TPP and why they should oppose it, and they should oppose it. And they're just going to fast track it through without any sort of public discourse or public debate. And even, like, it's sad because I'm sure a lot of Democrats will even end up supporting it. I think Sanders made a statement about it. But, like, I don't see any way that this is not going to get pushed through and passed, and it's going to be absolutely devastating.
Yeah,
and then it's going to create, like, more poor people, and the Republican solution to this will be, like, well, let's just cut welfare benefits. And they're sucking the system dry when things like TPP ship jobs overseas and basically give corporations are already people. Now we're giving them more power.
We've got to lower the corporate tax rate. Lower the corporate tax rate. All the jobs are leaving.
It's like, that's the way they want it. And like, why, like, no, like, corporations view workers as an expense. That's all workers are, is an expense.
Right.
You're a cost to their operations. And you limit profit. So any way that corporations can either screw workers out of money or replace workers with machines that cost less, they're going to do it. So it's like the arguments that we end up having are all fucking just stupid arguments. Nobody's talking about the real argument, which is a problem of corporate greed and power and their complete overthrow of any kind of democratic institution, we're fucked.
We're fucked.
Yeah, it is. I mean,
why? What's with Obama? What did they put in his Kool-Aid that he's for this bullshit?
I think Obama just is, he was always kind of like a corporate crony to a degree. He has nice rhetoric. I mean, I like what he says, especially in 2008. He had great, he gave great speeches and stuff, but he's still bound by, like, I mean, his corporate coffers, the people who donated to his campaign, right. And he's bound by the Democratic Party. So it is crazy now that, like, presidents like Bush and especially Clinton, after they're president, like, they go into the private sector. Like, or they either run some kind of NGO, like the Clinton Foundation, which is nefarious, or, like, they go on, like, speaking tours, or they're some kind of pitchman, more or less, for corporate money. So, like, even after the presidency, Barack Obama, he's not going to rock the boat enough. Like, he doesn't want to ruin, like, his potential future with any kind of, you know, job, so to speak, that pops up after the presidency. And he's not going to want to ruin the chances of a Democrat getting elected president in 2016. So he's not going to do anything like try and stop the TPP or any give. He doesn't want to give the Republicans any more ammunition by doing anything that they can say is like radical and socialist and whatever else they'll scapegoat on him. So he's just going to maintain like a nice steady, steady ship here. He's not going to do anything crazy.
God, that's so depressing. It really, it really is. And it's, oh my God. You just think about it. How much is he going to get paid to speak? I mean,
so much money.
$100,000.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Oh my God.
More than that.
He does.
Speaking engagement after the presidency, it's going to be a ton for him. Especially, being the first black president, that's going to put him above Clinton. Right.
You think Hillary will nominate him for Supreme Court?
Oh God. I don't know. I wouldn't think so. Has there ever been a president that was nominated to the Supreme Court?
I don't know. I don't think. Oh wait, yes, there was one. I think I remember reading. Taft? I think it was Taft.
Yeah. I think it was Taft.
And
that's rare.
But I saw that idea floated out there somewhere that really, I mean, how could you
don't tell the South
not approve a sitting a former president?
Right, that's gonna piss.
Like,
a lot
how is
of
he not qualified?
I would hope that if that does happen, that Obama would be more liberal on the Supreme Court than he has been as a president.
Oh yeah,
well, wouldn't
Ginsburg?
You think he would be though? Because that's a lifetime appointment. I mean, what dick is left to suck per se at that point?
Right. Yeah, I would hope so. I don't know. Like, I wonder who's retiring. Did anyone say that they were going to retire?
No, they're just
they're old.
They're old as fuck. Yeah, and
it's got to be a weird thing to be a Supreme Court justice. People just staring at you, waiting for you to fucking die. Right. How depressing.
Well, they were poking Ginsburg. I mean, a lot of liberals even were like,
hold a mirror to the mouth.
They're worried about 2016. That, you know, what if God forbid a Republican wins and all of a sudden Republican House, Republican Senate, and a Republican in the White House.
There's no way a Republican's going to be president next. It can't be. They're all crazy as fuck.
People said George Bush couldn't win.
The thing with like politics, though, or especially with it's so temporal. So, like, we could have an election, right, in 2016, and all that would need to happen to get one of these, like, especially like a far right, like nut, like whoever. Ted Cruz, like, imagine if there was like a 9/11 style attack in the middle of the 2016 campaign. Like, how much would that empower a really right wing candidate?
Oh yeah, somebody like a John McCain.
Some shitty unforeseen circumstance or catastrophe might happen that propels, like, basically, like, the Tea Party is just like a proto fascist party. I mean, they're just gonna. They have all, like, the classical hallmarks of, like, fascism. They just haven't been able to grasp enough power yet.
Yeah, that hashtag gets used a lot on the crab diving Facebook page.
What is that?
Fascism.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
fascism.
I mean, they're wrapping in the religion, the corporate power. It's
are you calling me a Nazi?
You're a little Mussolini-ish.
Fuck you, hippie.
But those were socialists.
Nazis probably had a more solid idealism than
the Nazis. They're good. They're better dressers. Oh yeah,
and they could spell better.
Say what you want, but those were sharp uniforms.
They were. Oh, yes,
they were. And then the other thing that they did, you know, because jobs.
Yes,
is they also voted today to get rid of the estate tax.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Because
it was already poorly enforced anyway.
The top 0.2% of taxpayers that are going to be affected by this. It's going to drop the, or it's going to add to the deficit. These are the Republicans. Deficit. Well, no, wait a minute. They don't know the difference between deficit and debt. So they scream,
debt.
But when the deficit is going lower, that doesn't mean shit to them because they can't do math. It's amazing.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we're in a very bad time. Like, I don't. Like, I like a lot of things that, like, Democrats say, but, like, they're not really, nobody will address the real problem, which, I mean, it's capitalism and corporate greed, the way that it's manifested itself, it needs to go, but unless we have, like, I just don't think that democracy, you can't vote, like, we're seeing it happen, you can't use your vote to vote power away from the powerful. There's too many manipulations along the way.
Like gerrymandering.
Like, I don't know what's going to have to happen, but like the voting process is, it's not enough. You can't even impose taxes on the rich.
So, are you making a case for a revolution?
Pitchforks
and torches. Are we to meet out in the streets?
I would say it doesn't necessarily have to be a revolution. I think a revolution should be considered, especially when things start getting really bad. Anticipate they're going to get, but something needs to happen that we need to build either a legitimate third party that's further to the left than the Democrats care to go, that actually can stand a chance, some kind of socialist party in some kind of vein like that, or people need to form sort of anarchist collectives like they do in the like that place in the, was it Christiania in Copenhagen in Denmark. There's a little like a community of anarchists that's pretty self-sustaining, out of state power. It needs to be self-sustaining communes of hippies, anarchists, communists. Just build up your own little your commune somewhere and just retreat. Get out of the fucking octopus of capitalism.
Wait, now listen, if you want to hear more of this state power rant, I believe it's on episode 2 of Democracy How.
Democracy How, yeah.
Which should be on iTunes soon.
Yeah. And then on Sundays, I think we're going to run, are we doing the back-to-back thing for a little while now?
Oh, yes. So we'll do part 2, then part 3?
Yeah, well, it'll be the previous Democracy How.
Okay.
At noon on Sunday, followed by the new.
Oh, perfect.
Democracy How at 1. So in case there's a cliffhanger, you can follow right away.
Right.
Have you, Sean, have you heard of this this single transferable vote thing?
No, what's that?
This is some cool shit. I'll email you the video or something that's kind of cool about it. But it's where you, when you fill out your ballot, instead of saying this person or this person, you say this person number one, this person number two, this person number three.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I heard, it's just like, there's a group called Fair Vote. I don't know if this is the same thing, but it was advocating for something like that. So instead of just the vote going to one guy, you have like a tiered system where like seats are shared.
It's a proportional voting system. I mean, it's still single people go to, you know, whatever go to the Congress or whatever, but it kind of gets rid of the whole gerrymandering and need for more borders. Like it's a bigger representational area and things like that. It's cool. I'll put some, there's some shit on our Facebook, but we'll,
Right.
Facebook it or whatever to you. But it's an interesting thing what you were talking about how the votes are going. And I think there are a couple of municipalities here in America. I mean, a couple of the more commie, pinko, liberal, effete ones.
Yes.
That have actually are doing this. Like, they've adopted this ranking voting system in their own.
I'm definitely for that. Like, that sounds like a much better way of doing it. I would hope that that gets applied on a national level, but I can't see it happening nationally with the power.
Yeah, not for a long
time. That the Democratic Party and the Republican Party has. But on a local theme, that's where I think it needs to happen. And people need to just start doing this shit locally and just try and disconnect from the federal government as much as possible.
Right. Cool.
Man. I want to disconnect.
You want to disconnect?
Yes.
I want to go off the grid.
No, me too. We'll start living off my own shit.
Well, I don't want to go that far. I don't want to be that far off the grid.
Right, right, right.
I still want to have shit delivered from Amazon.
Oh, yes. Well, thanks for calling, Sean.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Thanks for hosting Democracy How.
That's right.
Brand new podcast here on the Crab Diving Network.
Listen to that.
Good job.
listen to Sean. Also follow Democracy How on the Twitter.
At Democracy How.
And Facebook page yet or on the horizon?
No, I haven't created one yet, but that'll be coming soon.
TBD.
Yes.
On the Facebook page. So they're very funny, very knowledgeable. Mr. Sean Donovan, thanks, man.
All right, thanks, guys.
Take care.
Have a good day, Sean.
You too. See you later.
Yes. So grab your pitchforks. Tune in.
Pitchforks.
Noon on Sunday.
Ladies and gentlemen, and the torches.
Well, the new one's at 1, and the previous is at noon.
Noon is, we'll catch you up, and 1 o'clock is the brand new sparkling one.
Awesome.
So, the last couple of weeks, the first two episodes, he interviewed a real card-carrying...
A guy who needed an alias.
Member of the Communist Party. Which is sad.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy doesn't advocate violence in any manner.
It's
a party. It's a political party with very specific political beliefs, and this is the way they think the system should run. This guy isn't advocating pitchforks and torches and guns. He's advocating, let's get out the vote. Let's get people out. Let's advocate. Let's take to the streets to let people know what's going on, get the message out there. But he's not by any, he's not saying revolution.
No.
He's not piling up desks in the middle of the street.
We're not burning tires.
But it's sad that this, how really the capitalist vampires of America, the CVA, have...
That's a big union.
Took over even in education. And you said it. You drew that picture of communism?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
When you were in school?
Well, dude, I lived in the South. We had, in sixth grade, we had a project. We had to draw pictures that represented different forms of government.
Right.
And for communism, I drew three dudes sitting behind a table. One had an eye patch.
Eating a baby, right?
Right. Well, actually, one had an eye patch.
Raping a woman?
Somebody had a knife.
Right.
Somebody had a torch.
Right. I mean, that's the perception of communism.
Like, it looked like Dr. Evil, you know?
Right. Karl Marx, who was, he was a philosopher. He was a professor. He was
an
intellectual.
We're in an oligarchy now, right?
Yeah, they've got him. Karl Marx is like the great Satan, according to these people.
We're not even in a democracy.
No.
So relax.
Right.
I mean, just because, you want to consider some communist ideals, that doesn't mean... I'm also eating babies.
Well, that's the thing is, if why should that poor dude have to give a fucking pseudonym because he's a member of the Communist Party in America?
Yeah, who gives a fuck?
This isn't 1950. This isn't Joe McCarthy.
I'm less scared of him than Congress. And we know what party they're in. Jeez.
And they successfully tied socialism to communism, which... ain't the same thing by any stretch of the imagination. So that if you walk around saying I'm a proud socialist,
right,
you might as well have grabbed a child and entered it.
Oh yeah, well actually my picture for socialism was a dude blowing a dude in a 69.
Right,
they were 69ing, somersaulting down a fucking hill.
and drowning a puppy.
Yes.
At the same time.
Well, I've always, when I think socialism, I just think hippies. I don't know why. I just do. I just think of everybody.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, everybody wears the same. And if you live in a socialistic society, is it true that everyone has to wear the same uniform?
No.
Okay.
it's not. And what really kills me is when the profoundly dumb will try to comment on the internet and they'll say, Hitler, they were socialists.
They were fascists. Because
it was the Socialist Republic of Germany or the or whatever.
Yeah.
But we can also say, well, what does Korea call itself? What is Kim Jong-un up there? They call themselves the DPRK, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. How democratic and peoply republic-y is fucking North Korea? Just because the Nazis had the word socialist in their title, in their name, they
it's branding.
Socialists.
It's a branding issue. And it's shocking that the Nazis would even have that problem, considering, you know, all the thought given to their uniforms and their, you know.
Merch.
Yeah. Their
a
fucking image.
Fancy merch. So that's it. Listen to Democracy How, our most seditious show.
No, the Hollywood Hick.
Here on the Crab Diving Network, right?
You know.
If you want to hear him break the fuck
he's
up.
He's pretty seditious when it comes to that new Wonder Woman. Boy, God,
that last, I listened to the last one, and I almost pulled clips to play on our show.
Oh,
I mean, the Hollywood Hick is funny. Listen to the Hollywood
Very
Hick
funny.
On the sevens, ladies and gentlemen, here on the live stream, and also go to crabdiving.com. Or go to iTunes or Stitcher for episodes of The Hollywood Hick.
As that's
a podcast.
Right.
That's what's going on. We can get ready to take a little break here.
Oh, perfecto.
At some point in the future. I wonder, no, it's too long. I'm looking at a clip to play.
I got it. I sent you a Ricky Gervais thing.
Yeah, for Faithless Friday.
Oh, that's
save
right.
That one.
I forgot.
It's a baby-eating atheist story. I mean, it's a
you know what I was trying to find? I was trying to find when Russell Brand takes on the Morning Joe crew. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Good God in heaven.
Yeah, Russell Brand is good.
He's so great.
There's another person who can speak so quickly.
Oh, yeah. Word count.
And eloquently with, you know, like big words.
That makes
he
you want to
big words when he talks fast.
Put down the hash pipe every once in a while.
I wouldn't go that far.
No.
We could do a little bit of outrage before we go to our break here. Although this might end up taking us for a little while, but who cares? One of the police stories that we did in the past few days, they haven't been great.
No. Well, I mean, we can just sort of understand when you say police stories, they're not going to be good stories.
And there are.
That's just the way it is
there
right
are,
now.
I'm sure every story that happened today that we didn't hear about that was bad, there are thousands of police or good people stories helping people out. And
yes,
I
agree with you.
There was another meme today that said just because you think there can be police reform doesn't mean you hate police. It doesn't mean you don't support the police. You could do the same. You could support the police and say, you know, there's some stuff we need to work on.
Right.
At the same time.
But still, keep in mind, all these stories that we're hearing now have been going on forever. It's just that we all carry around freaking video cameras in our goddamn pockets. So now we know.
Now there's proof. And even then, Eric Garner.
I mean, just think of the shit that must have gone on that no one knows.
It still goes on when there's no cameras.
Oh, my God. It makes you nuts.
Or, oops, my camera was shut off.
Yeah, that bullshit. Has to stop.
You know, the cameras, the actual cameras, getting them on the popo isn't really the major expense and the major infrastructure. It's the data. How do you control the data? How do you store the data? How long do you store the data? And then there's privacy issues with people that aren't involved. You know,
right, yeah.
You know what I mean? Or even if a cop goes into a house where there's stuff going on and nothing happens, there's still going to be a complete tape of that interaction. And what privacy issues then are, you know what I mean? Like that data, where does it go? How does it get stored?
Well, I think
they got to come up with all that shit.
Well, I think what they're going to do, they're going to have a video bank. It's going to be a bunch of people monitoring the camera. Well, not people. They're going to use dolphins. And every time the cop hits a black person, the dolphin just hits the red ball.
Yeah, and he gets a raise.
Yeah, the dolphin gets a little piece of fish, hits a red ball. Let you know.
Starting to have a...
What's wrong?
A little sneezy.
Are you allergic to internet
I'm
radio?
Some kind of allergic thing. My eyes are starting to itch. I'm starting to sneeze. But this is the shooting of Eric Harris last week. This was that reserve deputy, the 73-year-old insurance dude.
Oh my God. Shaq, basically a rich guy pretending to be a cop.
Right. Robert Bates. And Major Shannon Clark of the Tulsa County Sheriff's Office, initially claimed that this guy Bates had completed 800 hours of training that supposed to take. That's a lot of fucking training.
That's a lot. I mean, that's like, I don't know. That's a shitload. Well, good for them. That's really responsible of them to require that of their.
But now, according to Tulsa World.
Fuck you.
There's some shenanigans going on.
Is it more than 800 hours?
No. They're saying that they falsified his records.
Yeah.
That according to this major, Bates was an advanced deputy on par with full-time officers. Because a lot of people are saying, what the fuck is a reserve deputy who, you know, when it should be basically when a traffic light breaks, should be out there waving traffic around. That's the kind of duty, or there's a big football game, you need people to hold people back. That's the kind of shit that reserve deputies do. You don't put deputies on undercover operations for gun sales.
Why is the intern shooting people? Why?
Right. And this was an undercover. This was gun sales. Were going to be guns.
You know,
on the
you
premises.
Goddamn know what went on. This fucking guy is a weekend warrior type, a real wacko.
Absolutely, 100%.
He was like, I want to go on this bus. This sounds like fucking fun.
I want to play cop. And the fact that he donated thousands of dollars to the police force had nothing to do with it. Donated fucking police cars had nothing to do with it.
Don't be gauche.
So this major, Shannon Clark, claimed that this dude had taken 480 hours of field training, 380 hours of educational training. Now, Tulsa World is claiming that supervisors there were told to alter his training records.
Oh, my. Oh, we have a call coming in. Yeah.
Oh, I think we can just maybe go right to it.
Hello, caller.
Hello, caller. You're on with Crab Diving. Who do we have?
This is Tony from Chicago.
Tony from Chicago. South side of Chicago. New mayor and everything. How's it going there, man?
No, same mayor.
Well, that's true. Same mayor.
It's going. It is going. I'm listening to you guys on the net here and going, nothing's changed.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
How dare you? Our material is brand new every day.
No, I'm not your material, just in general. You know, you listen to this stuff and, you know, I don't know if I'm listening to current, but, you know, with the cops and everything, it's like, the other day they had that, the police run over that guy in Tucson.
Yeah.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah. Did you see? Yeah, you saw that. They with a car. It took him down.
And they're going, well, you know, that's procedure. That wasn't excessive force. I'm going, the guy shot up 15 feet in the air. I mean, that's not excessive force.
Yeah. And did you see did you see the video of that? That cop didn't like sneak up behind him and tap him with that car. I mean, it was
no, he was going at least 20 miles an hour. I mean. And he says, well, we're worried about the people's safety. I understand that. And I'm not saying, but it's like, come on, guys. There should be, that's just wrong.
Yeah, it's totally fucked up.
And, you know, you guys are, I don't know, again, if it's live stream and stuff, what I'm listening to, you know, the person you had on there for Democracy How.
Right. Yes.
You know, I'm listening to this and going, nothing, you know, with these isms, nothing's changed in 100 years.
Right.
You know, it's socialism, communism, capitalism. You know, they're all the same. You know, you're talking about socialism and uniforms. Well, look at, I went to a Catholic school. We all wore uniforms. So,
right.
Are we going back that way now with these,
and they had, you
charter
had,
schools? And
you had quick drop pants, right?
Oh, of course.
No.
Did you have any? Did you have any diddlers at your school?
No, but I have two cousins who were affected by this.
Oh God, that's
and,
horrible!
And one committed suicide.
Oh jeez.
In the 70s and 80s, because of it, another one dropped out of the church and wouldn't go to a Catholic high school. Because the priest that they had in grammar school was going to go to the high school.
Oh, God.
So, you know.
Where were the police?
I'm sorry?
Where were the police? I mean.
You never called the police. The priest never did anything wrong. You know, that's the priest. He can't do anything wrong.
Right. Or the priest would be sent off to, off to St. Cajetan's instead.
Well, yeah, but the problem is the parents didn't call the cops because it was the priest. Hmm. He wasn't doing anything wrong.
Well, and the same thing goes on now with they're finding more and more with these evangelicals. It's not, you know, it's not only the priest. The difference is the priests are supposed to be celibate. So, I mean, I think they're
not all of them.
Their horn level is a little higher.
You got to watch that horn level. That's like the most important thing. They should make all these guys wear mood rings. And if it's glowing green, it's like, hi, you're not welcome in the rectory today. Right. Ice up.
Father's got to knock one off.
Right. Yeah. Come back later, please, when you're less frustrated.
Were you an altar boy, Tony?
I was. Interesting. I was. And again, you know, this just crap with, you know, just the Catholic faith and the priests is, like you said, it happens in all religions.
You weren't hot enough?
I guess not.
Damn.
It's a joke. A horrible, horrible joke.
You know, what was the saying? I said, you know, we all could be bought.
What was your price?
If I can get a C in algebra,
can I get another?
Be bought. It's just let's figure about the price.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, and I'll argue with anybody to say that's not so.
Yeah.
Were you a Chewy Garcia fan?
I was.
Excellent. You know, our mutual friend Teresa was working on the campaign. She was very involved.
I did see that. I seen her stuff on Facebook and all the stuff she was putting out there, which is, I mean, I'm from his ward.
Oh, I didn't know that. Excellent.
Yeah, the ward that he got most votes in.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I was in his precinct. And the problem is, it doesn't matter who gets in there. You know, because the problem is there's just too much money in politics now.
Yeah,
right.
Well, I mean,
and we need.
I feel your cynicism, but I do think it would have been kind of cool if Chewy would have won. I mean, maybe he would have made things a little better than Rahm.
That's not what I'm. You're right, but the problem is eventually he's got to get into the system and then try to get something done.
Yeah,
that's the same thing we said about Obama, is that he was,
true.
Yes, we can, and he was the most progressive liberal voting senator in the Senate at the time, and we all thought, woo-hoo-hoo, and then he gets in there, and you run up against the system.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, this is the point that I keep arguing with people, are saying, well, this president's, you know, he's lousy, he's this. You know what, for a president that's been had so much opposition, he's got a lot done.
Oh yeah,
we've kind of stayed out
and,
of war.
You know, you listen to these white religious pricks out there who, you know, well, you know, this person doesn't do anything good.
Is your gay god going to come and
really?
Save you?
for all the stuff he's done for people, you know, for society, and just with immigration going now too, you know, it's like, well, he can't have that. You know, that's illegal. He can't do that.
Well, he is illegal. He's from Kenya.
That's right.
Well, that's right. And we got a guy that was born in Canada that nobody's saying a freaking thing about.
And, oh yeah.
Well, how are they gonna turn Hillary into a Muslim?
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure you can find a YouTube video that'll teach you.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, there was something on, I read something this morning about they're already going after her for something with, you know, because she's not talking about the point. She's not talking about, you know, the real things. She's just talking with people and getting out in the street. And it's like, well, what else do you want her to do? All right. And I'm not a Hillary fan. If it was somebody else, I wish I could find, you know, I'd vote for them. And it's I don't know what is about her. I don't like her. But I don't care. The problem I have with Hillary, we're going to have the same problem with her as we would have with the president right now. If she gets in, we're going to have another 4 years of nothing getting done because she's a woman.
Right, but the alternative is a Republican getting in, and then
no. I mean,
and everything Republican getting done, which is the end of life as we know it.
Well, but we've already had 8 years, well, 16 years of nothing getting done, you know, and we need to get started here. And I'm not going for Republicans. We just need a better candidate out there, and right now there's not a good candidate out there.
You're not, you won't even consider for a second voting for Ted Penelope Cruz?
No.
I would not.
No, I listen to that a-hole and listen to his comments. I'm going, really? What the hell? You know, what planet are you from?
The planet of jerk-off.
Well, yeah, and look at his dad. There were a few clips the other day of his dad. Terrifying, crazy, saying, you know, this country's going downhill because they took God out of the schools.
Yeah, God has, you know, God just loves white people.
Of course. God's,
you know, God's walking with him. He's, you know, he has hand in hand because that's all he's got. He's got nothing better to do.
And Jesus is blonde haired, blue eyed.
That's right. That's right.
Santa Claus is white. Fuck off, everyone.
Santa Claus is white.
Hey, so is Jesus.
Absolutely.
Right.
He was. That's why he stood out. That's why everybody looked at him.
What's up with this white guy?
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, you look at, you know, on Easter, I was watching Ten Commandments.
Oh, God.
Wait, the old one, or is there a new one?
It's Charlton.
Charlton, yeah. And you look at just the statement, just in where Moses comes down from the mountains, and the speech he gives about debauchery and everything that's going on. I says, oh, shit, nothing's changed in 2,000 years. Got same stuff going on here now.
Yeah, fun.
You know, it's like, so, well, you know, I don't know if I'm an atheist, but I says, you know, I guess God's got better things to do than just look at me and go, hey, don't do that. Hey, don't do that.
Stop touching that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, come on.
Come on, how many times a day? There's nothing left in your hamper that hasn't been soiled. I could clone you. I could clone you 8 times. I just got to wring out this sock.
So, I mean, it's just the point where, yeah, I listen to these idiots out there, and on both sides. You know, we talk about third party. A third party is not going to work if you don't get the money out of the system.
Well, third party, fourth party, fifth party. I really don't understand why the Green Party isn't up there on the stage. Why isn't? I mean, they're scary, but the Libertarian Party. These other parties have a national presence, and they make it to the ballot. I think now in every state, why aren't they in the debate?
They can't get the vote.
Huh?
They can't get the vote.
But they have enough.
What is it, 20%?
But they should have enough to get into these debates. They should lower that. We should have a fucking libertarian questioning both sides. We should have a flaming progressive party in there questioning each side.
Well, my whole thing is, why do you have to have a percentage to get on TV? They well, should go back to the way it used to be, where you each have so much money to advertise. And the networks give you so much time for each candidate, no more, no right. less. They get $50,000, no more, no less. They can't put any more out in anything else.
Right, equal time.
Equal time, equal whatever you want to put out there, but it's, they don't get any more money.
And 8 weeks.
Take the money out of it.
8 weeks. That's what they do in Canada, I think. They have like 6 to 8 weeks elections.
Yeah.
This is, you realize all this bullshit we're going through already is for next November, not even this yes. coming fucking November.
I think they should ban, I think they should ban makeup and hair gel as well. I want to get a real look at these people.
For Hillary?
Yeah.
Well, the problem is but that is, you're right. I agree with you. You know, you've got so many idiots out there. Put them on the national stage and let's see what they are. Maybe they'll get the votes. But to have a percentage and go, well, you can't get on the ballot because you can't, you don't have the percentage of votes. Well, they don't get the votes because nobody gets to see them.
Right.
So.
Well, what if you're like a strange fringe candidate? Like, what if you're the representative of the Raelians or something? With spaceships.
There's a lot of Tea Partiers that are threatening now, this upcoming election, to bail if the party nominates a rhino. If Jeb gets in there or Scott Walker, maybe. Although yeah. they kind of don't hate Scott Walker. But definitely they hate Jeb.
Oh, yeah.
And but they threaten to break off. They're like, that's it, we're done. We're going to go form our own party.
Well, that might be a good thing then.
Not for the Republican Party.
It'll take them 15 years to get a decent base to get somebody in there because they'll have to start at the same place everybody else is.
Well, and it'll decimate the Republican Party, hopefully.
Sure, sure. But the problem we have is that we no longer, like I heard you say, there really isn't, when it comes to money, a difference between the two parties.
Right. Well, that's why they need that constitutional amendment to just get rid of Citizens United and get, like you said, publicly funded. Here's X amount of money you're given, and everybody gets the same, and that's it. And
well, the difference though between the two parties is you got one party that's being pulled really, right. really far to the right because of those Tea Party lunatics. Right.
There's a big difference between the parties. I mean, they both represent. Big interest.
Financially.
The money. Yeah, you're right. It's the same people.
Yeah. And but both sides need to have big, giant, evil money taken out of it.
You know, I used to go with the libertarians, but they just want anarchy. Because you cannot, if we live in a perfect world, all their beliefs would be great. But we don't live in a perfect world.
Right.
Right. You know? Pure, yeah, a lot of the pure libertarianism. Well,
don't they all want to live in a bunker somewhere surrounded by...
barbed
wire.
They think it's the 1840s where there's enough land where everybody can right. set up a beautiful little homestead and you can live your life and raise your crops and nobody bothers you. And, it just doesn't work in 21st century society.
You want to wait out end times. You're a doomsday prepper.
Well, yeah. You know, but you look at this stuff, and you look at them, and, you know, let's get rid of government. Okay, let's get rid of local governments.
No.
wait a minute. You get rid of local governments, okay, who takes care of the police? Who takes care of the fire department? Who takes care of your water?
I don't know.
Who takes care of cleaning your streets?
Nestle gets the yes. water.
Well, you guys, you know, with everything going on there, but and you start looking at that and going, okay, now they're trying to privatize everything here, and it's going to go to hell. I mean, they privatized the parking, they privatized the 20 years ago, they got the, what the hell is it?
They privatized the parking in Chicago?
Didn't that
what do you mean?
Didn't that go tits up, though, the parking meter deal?
Tits up.
No.
Oh, I thought that went belly up.
Strong. No, they got the meters now, and which is great. But it costs you $4.50 to park on the street for an hour.
Holy shit.
Oh, that sucks. $4.50 an hour.
I do have to say that's what's surprising about Los Angeles is even though
yes
they've got you by the short and curlies out here because there's no public transportation system, so everybody has to drive. You think they would charge a ridiculous premium for parking, but parking's relatively cheap out here.
Yeah.
You know, but here, you know, it's like $35 for like 8 hours.
I know. I remember in Chicago, you go out for a night downtown if you're dumb enough to drive. Or the north side, I mean, you're looking at $40-$50
right.
sometimes in parking.
That's fucking crazy, man.
But again, you know, the problem is going back to the politics, this is we're not going to get rid of any of this stuff because fundamentally, you know, we want everything. Everybody wants everything. And you can't get that.
Well, and people are dumb and lazy.
That's the problem.
And uninformed. And, you know,
we got rid of all our moderates in there, and now we got the extremes of both sides. And you're going, yep. I want that white guy in there. Yep.
Well, and then the evil corporate overlords are just standing back and saying, yes, yes, keep fighting each other. Yes, yes, keep fighting each other.
Yeah, I'm fracking over here. Don't mind me.
And I mentioned it before that, too. You know, why isn't there more about corporate welfare out there?
I know.
How many billions of dollars do we give corporations a year that can go into the budget and go, hey, we don't have a problem now?
Tony, these guys are fucking leeches.
No. You know, but again, I keep hearing, you know, liberal media. Well, I don't understand that term.
That's because humans are liberal.
Right.
You know, but I guess I'm an idiot because I don't see a liberal media out there.
Right.
And
the giant media is owned by six corporations.
Right.
Even evil giant profit seeking organizations.
Who owns Fox? Is it Hooters? Because it seems like it's Hooters.
Well, go to that. Look at O'Brien or, you know,
O'Reilly.
O'Reilly. We got such morons out there. Nobody's in an uproar about all the crap that this guy is spewing. Well, I understand it's an entertainment, but it's like, you're not in an uproar. I mean, I know this is old stuff, but it's like, get the jerk off the airway.
God, he's the worst.
He's a hate monger.
He's got more ratings than ever right now.
God, and he's a tremendous, what is it, cunt.
It's a giant, festering, nasty, dead yak cunt. Yeah.
Yay.
You know, but again, because our mentality, like I said, we're idiots in this country. It's entertainment. People take that for news. It's like, really? How about you guys get back to your show?
Well, thanks, Tony. Thanks for calling for the update.
Yeah, you got to call in more often.
From the south side of Chicago.
We don't hear from you enough, Tony.
Yeah, I'll try to call when I remember.
Right. Well, write yourself a note. So you, by the way, how's the massage business?
I haven't got my license yet, so.
Oh, okay.
Still waiting for it.
Right.
So, but hopefully it'll be good.
What is that process?
Turn to OBA.
I just got to turn it in, but again, we're in Illinois, so the process is, you know, so you have to wait. You know, with our new governor and everything, too, you know, he wants to... You know,
don't
you the poor.
Is the are you telling me
to
wait,
begin the process? Doesn't it help to send it in though?
The new governor is putting a hold on all new massage therapists.
No, I'm being facetious with that, but it's you know everything in Illinois just takes forever to get things done.
Oh, it's true because it's cold.
Because there's nothing better to do than to hold up somebody who just wants to rub somebody else.
Yeah, way.
The right way.
Yeah. Is that Tony's going to be like that? Tony's massage. We're going to rub you the right way. Yeah. Okay?
Yeah. All right, guys. It was good talking to you.
Thanks, Tony.
Bye, Tony.
All right, bye.
Tony from Chicago,
that's right.
Illinois, longtime friend of the show and of me, my longest.
Yeah, he's the best
friend.
Yeah,
really. I mean, that I really am in touch with. I mean, shit.
Years.
I was a junior in high school.
Who
when
was
I
president?
Met Tony Taft. It was right before he joined the Supreme Court.
Jimmy Carter, probably, right? Carter or Ford?
Fuck you.
I'm just wondering.
Ford.
I don't know.
It may have been Jimmy Carter.
Well, I remember when Jimmy Carter was president. And I remember I told my friend that my parents voted for Carter, and the guy chased me around the yard like a typical right-wing nut job.
Oh, really?
Republican kid.
What the hell do they know?
They're stupid.
So that's Tony in Chicago. What were we talking? Oh, we were talking about the police shooting,
right?
And this this deputy that shot the guy. Have you seen the video? Did you hear the
no.
audio?
No. Is this the Weekend Warrior guy?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I saw this. It's horrible.
Yeah. So it's struggle. You hear a gun go off.
Yeah.
And then you hear the guy go, ah, and you hear Robert Bates, the reserve deputy, go, I shot him. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And then he's laying there, Eric Harris, and he's saying, he shot me. I'm losing my breath. And then that asshole says, fuck your breath. But he says it over and over. He shot me. I can't believe he shot me. And now the cops are trying to say, well, we didn't know he got shot. We
so
didn't
horrible.
Hear the gunshot.
Right.
We didn't hear asshole say, I shot him, I'm sorry. And then we didn't hear subsequently Eric Harris laying on the ground saying, he shot me. You can see in the video, blood is streaming down his arm already. And the cops are saying, well, we didn't hear him get shot. We didn't hear him say they shot him.
I'm sorry. I shot him.
And one of the lawyers was saying, when they say taser, taser, that's like yelling clear when you're defibrillating somebody. Because you don't want to be grabbing onto somebody when they're getting tased.
Oh, yeah.
That means you're getting tased, too. So when they're yelling taser, taser, and he pulls out his gun, their procedure would have been to back off for a half second.
Yeah.
And let dude taser.
Well, didn't he learn this in his 800 some odd hours of fucking police training?
But I'm saying the thing is, these cops standing there watched him get shot.
Right. They wouldn't have been there.
They backed off.
Yeah.
And watched him. So for them to say, we didn't see it, we didn't know he got shot.
It's impossible.
Is a lie.
Maybe they experienced some sort of immediate blindness.
That's what they're already saying. Oh, and the struggle and the adrenaline pumping, and sometimes it's been proven that you can't hear correctly. And
it's sometimes, too, when you're working with someone that's not properly trained, they tend to fuck up.
Well, so this is the thing, is now that this Tulsa World has uncovered the fact that some of these supervisors are saying that they were told to just sign off on his training.
Yeah, the guy gave a shitload of money.
Right.
The policeman's ball or whatever it was. This story is so fucking disgusting.
And in fact, it says that three supervisors who chose not to sign off on the records were allegedly transferred out of the office.
Who the fuck was this guy?
So supposedly these people were like, look, I can't sign off on this.
I think there must be more digging. You know what I mean? They have to really look into this shit.
One of the sheriffs told the local radio station that the guy was authorized to use a revolver. Certified with that as well as two other weapons, whatever that means.
Oh, great.
And then they said, well, you know, where's that documentation? Have you guys seen that documentation and everything? And the sheriff's like, well, you know, I don't have
the documentation. Don't worry about that.
This is not the documentation. You don't need any documentation.
Right.
He is a 73-year-old insurance executive who regularly donated to the sheriff's department.
Oh.
And, served as Sheriff Stanley Glanz's glands.
What a horrible
name. Named after the tip of a cock.
Right. What a horrible name.
His re-election campaign manager.
Oh, glands. Jesus.
Re-election campaign manager.
So this motherfucker gets him elected, and now he gets a little job. He gets to, you know, play army or cowboy or whatever the fuck he's doing.
There's more evidence suggesting that police departments in Tulsa and Oklahoma County, two of the largest counties in the state, routinely place donors in reserve deputy positions. Mm. They say that problems obviously arise when law enforcement starts relying on these guys for high stakes, extremely dangerous situations. Sometimes they do that because of lack of funding.
Oh, come on.
We don't make enough money, so we're going to take a rent-a-cop.
Yeah. Well, what's up with all the military hardware and all your shiny toys over there? You don't have enough fucking money. My God, you could invade a small village with what they have. Or a large village.
To become a reserve officer in Oklahoma, you're supposed to complete 140 hours of training.
That's a lot.
Compared to the minimum of 600 that professional officers receive. They're made to provide manpower at special events, natural disaster relief, etc., etc. But what they said is, where we have these programs where there's an anticipation that you can get favoritism, including an actual badge, because you're donating to a police department.
Oh, my God.
And they are saying, though, that they're looking into it because they're saying to put a volunteer of this type on a violent crimes task force.
Yeah, this seems not necessary.
That he shouldn't even be in the position there to mistake his gun for his taser.
This guy shouldn't even be getting a cat out of a fucking tree.
So his lawyer, God, did you see his lawyer is already saying that he should have even been charged? He was charged with second-degree manslaughter.
Well, he's white.
And they're saying he shouldn't have even been charged. That,
yes.
It's been proven. The argument the guy made is so gross. He said, lawyers are slimy, man. He said, well, doctors make mistakes all the time.
Oh, my God.
And if a doctor makes a mistake on the operating table, that's not willful negligence, or that's not negligent behavior.
If a doctor takes a scalpel...
A doctor... should be there.
Yes.
If an insurance executive who gave money to the doctor is handed a scalpel and then makes a mistake.
I mean,
is what we're talking
right.
about.
Right. No one was a doctor.
Right.
This guy was not a fucking cop. He was a play cop who shot a real person.
So again, just
fuck everyone, really.
And then the taser. They're even questioning, of course, do we even need the taser at this point? They tackled the guy. There were two of them on him. Do they, you know, it seems to be standard operating procedure now is just...
Everybody gets tased.
Tase the fuck out of them. So they're even saying that. Did they even need to tase the guy in the first place?
Fuck no.
That there were two or three of them there at the time, and we don't know if he was struggling or whatever, but nonetheless... gun's a little bit of a difference than a taser.
And he shouldn't be dead.
I would think not knowing person. The difference between your gun and your taser is a little negligent.
Don't you think in all those hours and hours of training, you learn that? Is there a day where they're like, okay, guys, we're going to learn the difference between a taser and a gun?
Taser is a big fucking... Although this gun that he had was a .357, by the way, not some 9mm police issue or something. He had a big fucking gun.
No, he had a big, special, stupid gun because he's a big fucking asshole.
Of course.
Oh, I see.
It's his own gun.
I totally understand.
So we'll keep your ear holes aimed at us. We'll keep you updated on this story, and we'll see. Right now, the dude's been charged with second-degree manslaughter.
God, I mean, what kind of...
We'll see, though. You know, it's a jury of his peers.
Oh, shit.
In Oklahoma.
That's the worst.
So
what are these guys? Do they just want to go play army or something? Is that what's going on? I want to carry a gun and put on a uniform.
Right. If they were 20, they'd be playing Call of Duty. But because he's a millionaire, he can go play live action Call of Duty.
Right. I might even get to shoot somebody.
I'd get to take out a Negro.
Congratulations, humans.
So that's what's going on there in Oklahoma. I have, again, I'm overwhelmed with a million.
You got a ton of stories.
Different little tiny stories. Okay, this is good news. We can jump into the clown car.
Yes.
A little bit. The new.
It's the 2016 Republican primary.
There's a poll.
Yes.
Youthud poll. in New Jersey.
Hey, fuck you.
Where the corpulent... I was going to say cunt face, but I say the C word far too much on this show. Chris Christie.
Yeah.
It's just, you got to keep the alliterative. Yeah, it's alliterative. Cunt face, Chris Christie.
I commented on our Facebook page. Chris Christie looks like he has a perpetual case of fuckface-itis.
Fuckface-itis. Well, 69%.
Yes. Hilarious.
Of New Jersey registered voters. This is his own state.
Okay.
Think that he would not make a good president. According to the latest poll, up 10%.
Oh, shit.
Since February. So in like a month and a half, from 59 to 69% of people think he would be a shitty president.
I think he would usher in the apocalypse.
Christie?
Maybe.
I think he would be some of the least offensive. I mean, he's really establishment-y. He's not Jesus-y. He's not like, blow shit up. He's corrupt.
But he closed a whole bridge. I mean, what's he
going to... I know,
but his corruption, I think, could lead to the apocalypse, to the end of the world. He would do something that would just be so fucking heinous. Some horrible disaster would result in something atrocious happening.
57% think he will run.
Okay. Well, he's not going to run. I mean, do you mean run for president run in
physically
shoes?
Physically run.
No, he's not.
Things not looking good in his home freaking state.
Damn.
For Chris Christie. Now, the latest poll.
Right.
Coming out here that lists the top ninnies that have declared or, brushed around the hole a little bit, pretending to enter so far.
Right.
This is as of yesterday. It's a USA Today poll.
Dee-dee-dee-dee.
Showing that it's really a wide open race on the GOP side with nobody in double digits. Nobody's over 10%. But listen to this fucking buffet of batshit.
But it's like we're waiting for someone to enter the race who will be like Mitt Romney. You know what I mean? Like normal,
but they have
kind
these...
of white, boring.
Man, Jeb Bush, I think, is that.
I thought people would instantly love his white ass, his dumb, boring, straight white male ass. It's not too Jesus-y, I guess. That's what I mean by
that. Well, he's a rhino and George Bush. You know, I mean, there's some extremists out there who are still like, George Bush was a great president. But
maybe they don't
even have... a lot of Republicans are like, ooh, let's ixnay on the Earth Bay. Let's not talk about him.
Maybe
have we seen him?
No.
Hey, what is Jeb running around with holding hands with his former president brother saying, woohoo, look at what a great president this was. Elect me.
Working the photo booth at Chunky Cheese.
He can't stay far enough away from George. So
he's painting feet.
I don't think. Yeah, I think he's the kind of that. Maybe he's Scott Walker-y a little bit.
Right.
That establishment or whatever.
Yeah.
But here's the poll that came out.
All right.
Bring up the rear. There's 10 candidates today, the top 10. Four candidates at 1%.
Right.
Or close to 1%. Donald Trump.
Come on. No reality show hosts on the ballot. Please, can we have that rule?
Mike Huckabee.
Oh, God.
John Kasich.
Who's that?
Ohio. He's the governor of Ohio.
Is he a shithead?
He's a... He pretends to be a non-crazy Republican. He leans, you know, it's a purple state.
Any relation to the lead singer of the Cars?
No. So, Kasich?
Rick O'Kasich.
Shit. That's right.
Not the same person. I mean, not the same last name.
So he still is thinking about it. You know, he's a purple stater, so he's had some moderate beliefs.
Yeah.
Like they took the Obamacare expansion there and shit. And
they took the money so their people could have health care.
Right.
What a great...
I mean, he's not a...
What a low bar for the Republican Party.
But he is really a rhino. I mean, there's no way the base is going to like him. So he's at 1%. Chris Christie.
Oh, shit.
Chris Christie is still bringing up the rear. Does this guy think he's got a chance? I mean... He's still walking around or waddling around as if he's going to run. Dude, I just don't.
Just think about like that. I'm sorry. I don't mean to bring it up again, but that bridge closing. I mean, he had someone drag cones into a street.
No, he'd do nothing about that.
Yeah. Under false pretense, just to be an asshole, shuts the whole bridge down. People trying to get places. That's insane.
Lies.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I know that's total bullshit.
I mean, it hasn't hit him
right yet.
He's been Teflon so far.
Yeah. Big Teflon ball.
next with 2% is who announced with great fanfare the other night.
Oh, that God.
Nobody gave a rat's ass about right. Marco Rubio.
Oh, yeah.
At 4%.
Wow.
Who I believe...
He's tearing it up.
Has announced that he's going to announce soon is Ben Carson.
Oh, God. That's a lot for him, dude. That is a lot.
Neurosurgeon from Texas, T. Looney, big Christo Looney. Just the other day, he said again.
Is this 4% of Republicans?
The problem, yeah. The problem with the country is that there's not enough God.
Yeah, this is fucking unreal, man. 4% of the Republicans would vote for Ben Carson? You must be shitting me.
Yes. 5%.
That guy's nuts.
Want Rand Paul.
Oh, God. Perfect.
7% in third place.
Don't say Scott Walker.
Is...
I would not, could not, with a goat.
Ted Cruz.
Ted Penelope Cruz. Congratulations, Ted. Nice showing.
Third.
Everyone loves you.
In second place with 8% is Jeb Bush.
Oh, my God. Scott Walker's in the lead?
Scott Walker.
Are you fucking kidding me?
In the lead right now with 9% of those polled saying...
Why?
That's who they would prefer. I don't know. He's just the prettiest at the prom right now.
I would love to hear someone sort of articulate what they like about Scott Walker.
Well, and let's not forget... The let's look at the charts from the 2008 contest. I mean, we had 2012. I mean, we had Michelle Bachmann in there.
Yeah, she was ahead for a
Herman
while.
Herman Cain.
Oh my God.
We had Santorum, who was in there. Who and these are a few names. There's still others that are talking about getting in.
Is Santorum going to run?
Well, that's one. He's still looking for money and I read a big article today that there's a decent chance that none other than Lindsey Graham...
Oh, my God, please.
...is thinking about running for president.
Well, he would be an establishment candidate, right?
Yeah.
He's in a leadership position.
Warmonger.
He's white.
Not into the big-time religious Jesus thing. He's for...
Gay marriage?
...comprehensive... immigration reform. There's a couple of things where he's another one they hate that the base does not like.
Lindsey Graham. I'm going to sashay right in that motherfucker.
they also asked Democrats, how important is it that there should be some strong challengers to Hillary in the primaries.
I guess. I mean, I don't know.
55% of people say that it's very important that she should have some. She should have some kind of a contest, at least.
I guess, dude. I mean, don't you think after hearing that list of lunatics, the most important thing that Hillary does is win? Just win, please.
Oh, right.
Because the alternative is pretty fucking scary. Any of those people you mentioned are terrifying to me. To be in charge of nuclear weapons, fuck that.
Oh, absolutely terrifying. Jeb Bush, meanwhile, attempting to, he's putting on some pretty lipstick.
Ooh.
And gargling.
Uh-oh.
And preparing.
Yes.
To go.
A moment.
Have a moment with the evangelicals, because guess who is going to be delivering the commencement address?
Oh, shit.
At Liberté University.
Perfect.
Where Ted Cruz had his mandatory launch, where the college kids had to show up or be fined.
Clap or pay up, asshole.
But Jeb is going to deliver the commencement address. Liberté University.
Nobody's busting their ass to go do it at Harvard or Yale or anything like that. They want to do it here.
President Jerry Falwell.
Oh, my God. Dude, alive. Alive!
No, Junior.
Oh, okay.
The Jerry is no longer with us.
Okay.
But Liberté University is honored to welcome Governor Jeb Bush to campus for our 42nd commencement exercises.
Oh, perfect.
Throughout his years of public service, Governor Bush has been a champion for excellence in education and so many other issues of vital importance to our university community. So there you go.
Wow.
So Jeb trying to get a little evangelical.
Right. Congratulations, everyone.
Trying to make out with the Christians.
It's bound to be an interesting presidential race. Good luck to all you Republican lunatics.
It's going to be great. It's, again,
the more they talk, the more just nutty they're going to come off.
We're
can't even imagine how crazy. 18
months away from this bullshit.
It's
going to
get
going
nuts
on for a long fucking time.
I mean, what happens when they all do their little their debates in Wolf Blitzer or whoever? Says, hey, how do you feel about evolution? And we got to hear all these lunatics talk about it.
Right. Hey, 10 of them up on stage who... Who doesn't believe in evolution?
All 10. Fuck it. All fucking 10.
I know.
Do you want to win? Do you want to win the Republican nomination, or do you want to come off as like Satan's jizz stain? It's your choice.
It's incredible. The anti-science bullshit just drives
nuts. Just
goddamn fucking nuts.
Right.
So, fun with racism?
Yes. It's always fun.
A group of high school students from Michigan were touring Florida colleges. They had some kind of a bus or something from Flint, Michigan.
Oh, yes, Flint.
Flint, which does not have a democracy right now.
Oh, right. They live in a dictatorship.
Republican overlord fascist dictatorship took away the votes of the people there. And now they put in one of those community managers or whatever, city managers.
Nine!
There is about 90 kids and adult chaperones in this group on this college tour. They were heading back on their way back to Flint. Their bus had some issues.
Okay.
So their bus broke down near Live Oak, Florida.
Where the fuck is that? Oh,
is,
man. That sounds like the boonies, if I've ever heard it.
It's in the panhandle, I believe.
Oh, Live Oak? Said,
or near the panhandle. I just zoomed in. It's not the panhandle. They said panhandle. That ain't the panhandle.
No, that, you know what that is? That's in the middle of fucking nowhere. That's the booties of Florida. That's, hey, man, in 5 miles, you can watch some alligator wrestling.
Yeah, I don't. Within 30 miles, Jasper, Lake City, O'Brien, and Madison, Florida.
Madison,
none of which I've ever heard
Florida.
Of.
Florida. I will bet all my net worth that it is a shithole. Tremendous proportions.
So this bus breaks down in near Live Oak.
Fuck ye.
And they decide they're going to have to spend the night at the Econo Lodge.
Oh, my God.
There. Right after dinner, the things got weird.
Okay.
One student said, the owners... Oh, by the way, all, I think, or most of these students are black.
Why did they stop here then?
Bus broke down.
Oh, my God. Fix the bus. Get me the fuck out of Live Oak.
So one of the students, Melissa Black.
They should have called an actually, Uber or a Lyft.
Said the hotel was owned by white people and they started taking pictures of all the kids as we were walking in and out of the hotel.
What?
I heard one of the ladies say, if I see one more of them, I'm calling the law.
Oh, God. That's so Southern, too. They say that. I'm going to call the law on you. The law.
That.
Fucking ignoramus.
The coordinator of the group, Blake Odom is his name, said that. The people there, one girl said, they were calling us the N-word and started calling Blake the N-word.
Aren't these kids?
We were just like, whoa. The coordinator says that things felt so tense that to avoid any trouble, he called police to be proactive. He's like, this is so weird. I'm going to call the cops because they're threatening to call.
He's calling the police in Live Oak?
Yeah.
Yeesh.
When the police arrived.
Not the best move.
They said, you know, maybe you should stay in your rooms.
What?
And the officer allegedly told him, he said, the officer pulled me to one side and said, quote, you know, I just want to let you know this area right off the interstate, people aren't too accommodating to you all.
Shit.
If you know what I mean.
Damn, are we in Smokey and the Bandit?
And the coordinator said, you mean black people? And the officer said, yep.
Oh, my God. What century are we in? Maybe he drove through one of what's-his-face's wormholes.
They say the staff antagonized them throughout the night. They were told to check out in the morning immediately at 10.
Oh, my God.
When they were getting ready to leave, he heard the manager say, and I'm quoting,
okay,
we're going to get these niggers off our property.
Oh, my God. It's as if Dukes of Hazzard existed.
One of the students says, to hear it come from an adult directly at children and then to our advisor in front of us was just like, wow.
God, that's terrifying.
These are high school kids.
It's gross.
And they're whipping the N-word out.
These poor kids, man. It just sucks. These kids have to hear that. Ugh.
When asked why they didn't switch to a different hotel, it said the bus company put us at this hotel. We were advised by the daughter of the owner of the bus company. She said her dad wanted to put us there because that was the most cost effective. We were looking at what was most safe, and they didn't take that into consideration. the group plans on taking legal action,
yeah,
and have already called the hotel's corporate. So this is the Econo Lodge.
I mean, they're a big old... What are they?
It's will a chain.
They, can they take their franchise?
Oh, yeah.
License or whatever?
Yeah, they can lose their shiny sign. So they say that the college tour outside of that was very successful. Everybody else was very nice in Florida.
Aside for the one time where we almost got taken by a bunch of scary white rednecks.
Where they broke down in Live Oak, Florida.
Damn.
A little bit of fun with racism.
Man, those remote areas in the middle of fucking Florida. I mean, I'm not kidding you. It's scary, man. That's where John Travolta lands his fucking Xenu jet.
I just want to let you know this area right off the interstate, people aren't too accommodating to you all.
All right. Well, listen, I apologize. I don't know. The bus broke down. Believe me, it was not my wet dream when I woke up this morning. Oh, let me spend the night in Live Oak, Florida.
Taking pictures of them.
What does that do? They're just stupid. They're ignorant.
This guy says Live Oak is a small place in the rural South, but it's the only community that's right on I-10 between Jacksonville and Tallahassee. It's very close to the junction of I-10 and I-75.
Beautiful.
There's a lot of traffic that goes past Live Oak. I'd think this type of behavior would hurt business.
Yeah.
Right. Are you kidding me? Oh, those assholes in Indiana made $800,000.
Did they do a Kickstarter yet, the Econo Lodge?
Right.
Econo Lodge, you should take their license or whatever it is. Take their shiny sign.
So hopefully,
honestly,
yeah, hopefully there's going to be some shenanigans.
Is that how the hotel business works, by the way? If you want to open a Howard Johnson's, basically all you get is a fucking sign?
No, well, it depends on the hotel corporation. What, you know, there's different. Yeah. Some are independently owned and operated, and you have to pass certain standards.
Yeah,
for your hotel,
like not letting hookers in,
and you're inspected. Like the one I worked at was a Best Western, and we just had like once or twice a year inspectors come in to make sure that everything you had in the catalog was there.
Would they wave a black light around the room?
No, don't ever wave a black light.
No one's making any money. That happens.
We washed our shit every night, though. We were different.
even the spread, even the top cover.
We offered. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, the top blanket, we washed after every guest.
Right. Oh, that's nice.
And, but the, obviously the sheets and everything we would offer, we would do every night.
Yeah.
We would actually offer, because we were trying to save water and save money too. So we would actually, when people were checking in, we would say, do you want everything washed? Or do you just want towels or whatever?
Right.
So that instead of pulling everything,
yeah,
and washing everything in the room every day, yeah, people that are staying there 4 or 5 days sometimes, they don't necessarily need the sheets washed every night. What the fuck are you doing in there?
Right. Well, you know. Hey, listen, wash those sheets. Quit asking questions.
Not at this place. This is a family. Except for the room with the heart-shaped whirlpool.
Snow Econo Lodge.
Oh, we did have one of those.
Didn't you say you found like ball prints on the ceiling or something?
We found ass prints. I'm not kidding you.
That were
way up there. There was a mirrored wall.
Oh, God.
And right up near the ceiling.
Wisconsin, though.
Were ass prints. It's quite
There's
we
no
quite
mirrored wall needs to happen. Needs to happen in Wisconsin. Ass prints and cover the whole wall.
Big giant
Jesus Christ.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for Crab Diving Thursday. We had a lot of fun. Thanks to our awesome callers, Tony from Chicago. And of course, the very funny, very knowledgeable, slightly red, Sean Donovan.
Yes.
From the Democracy How podcast, which you can hear here tonight at 11 p.m. Brand new one Sunday at 1 p.m. Don't forget to listen to the rest of stuff here on the network, crabdiving.com/live, 24/7, streaming for your ear holes, mofos. Then you can download anything you want as a podcast at crabdiving.com, at iTunes, at Stitcher. All of our social medias are over there at the on the left on crabdiving.com. Tickle those blue buttons.
Thumbs us up.
Share us. Spread us.
Give us likes.
Follow very funny Mr. Ryan Pfeiffer over at the Twitter at Rated R Comedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile.
And go to crabdiving.com, everybody, for all your crabby needs.
Yes.
Back tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.